Good Monday morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this program that shines a spotlight on talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Today we have another of Davis Blackwelder's Uncle Bill stories. He wrote these about the legendary character in his family at the request of his daughters.
Later in life, Uncle Bill suffered from diverticulitis, an inflammation of the large intestine. It got so bad that his doctor recommended removal of part of his intestines. This was going to be a serious operation as Uncle Bill was in his 80s, suffered from several other infirmities, was taking a blood anticoagulant, and previously experienced problems with anesthesia. During preparation for the operation, Uncle Bill warned them that he did not respond well to morphine, something he had learned during World War II. After surgery, Uncle Bill was in pain, so they gave him morphine. This was a mistake. He became agitated, vocal, and violent. He pitched a big fit, asked for a phone to call Aunt Dottie to come get him, and he threatened them with severe consequences if they tried to detain him. They strapped his arms and legs to the bed since he had IVs and large abdominal incision. For some reason, they left him alone for a while, during which time he broke the straps, pulled out the IVs, stripped off his gown, and ran out of the room naked. He must have terrified some of the staff, as several corpsmen were called to subdue him. They evidently underestimated the capability of an 80-year-old man, as he got by some of them by slugging them and knocking them down. During the melee, he knocked out his doctor. Eventually, several of them wrestled him to the floor and injected him with a tranquilizer. I don't know the details of what happened afterward, but he had to go back into surgery to repair the damage that had been done to his incision. After he found out that he had knocked out his doctor, he went to see him to apologize. Several months later, I was helping Uncle Bill do some shopping in the commissary at Norfolk Naval Base. A large young man approached us and was grinning from ear to ear, but didn't say anything. He seemed on the verge of laughing. We didn't know what to make of this, and Uncle Bill asked him, "Do I know you?" The man said no, but that Uncle Bill had slugged him and knocked him down in the hospital a few months back. Uncle Bill said that he was very sorry, but the man said he was proud to meet him and hoped that he had recovered. As this and other stories attest, you can see that Uncle Bill had an eventful life. I think it all began with the restless nature of one who was working like a rented mule on his father's farm, and a desire to escape to a more interesting and rewarding life. Something in his nature demanded justice and reasonable compensation for his work. He seemed to have a desire for absolutes that was sure to be disappointed in today's world. I think he should have been born before the Industrial Revolution and during the time of westward expansion in the United States. I think he would have flourished in that environment. When he lied about his age and snuck off to join the Navy, he never really came back. He came for visits and family events, but serving in World War II and traveling around the world as a chief petty officer afforded him the freedom and opportunity to make his own way for good or bad. He was self-reliant, had a keen sense of fairness, an adventurous spirit, kept his word, and once he set a goal, he did everything in his power to achieve it. He made a lasting impression on his nieces and nephews that I think will endure for a few generations, and we sorely miss him. God rest your soul, Uncle Bill.
Davis Blackwelder grew up poor on a farm in Statesville, North Carolina. And after getting a degree in math from North Carolina State, he moved to Huntsville to get a PhD and became an engineer. He spent 25 years working on Israeli missile systems and now, in retirement, enjoys cycling and writing stories of his family. You can hear Davis' story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial podcast. There you'll find all of our past stories and poetry. And you know we'll be back next Monday morning at 9 with a brand new episode.